here after spring practice number 9 for the Colorado Buffaloes. More defensive backs today. We got a chance to talk to Preston Ashley, freshman nickelback, as well as Kevin Mathis, who is in title now, the nickelbacks coach. But you know he's still helping out with those cornerbacks as well.
Yeah, and you know, between Aaron Fletcher and him and Coach Prime, I mean, those guys are getting a lot of attention, as we talked about the other day. But he obviously knows that room pretty well. I know it's a lot of turnover, but you know, still, you know, knows that position well and knows those guys. So they're working together, but focusing on those nickelbacks, and that's gonna be an intriguing group, I think.
Preston Ashley was one of those guys. When you turned on the tape, it was like, how is he not one of the top-ranked safeties in the country? Just the style of play that he played with, and it did seem like nickelback would be the perfect role for him. Great personality. I was telling you, like, if you had 11 Preston Ashleys on both sides of the ball, you're not worried about leadership, you're not worried about players playing with passion, and you're not worried about talent. You'd win a lot of football games.
Yeah, no question. And I said to you, like, he's just, to me, one of those kids that are one of those people that I don't know how you could, like, interact with him at some point during your day and not have a better day because you got to interact with Preston Ashley. He's just such a nice young man. And, you know, when I know you and I both did interviews with him, you know, before he got here. He grew up a huge Coach Prime fan. And so he's kind of living his dream. He talked about that today, that he's still a little starstruck, you know, and sometimes pinches himself almost like, I'm really being coached by Deion Sanders. But I think over time he'll lose that. And but I think that helps that he's probably soaking in a lot of what Coach Prime tells him, you know. And, you know, he's going to be a sponge, I think. And I don't know about you, but, like, of all the recruits I've talked to over the years, and you've talked to more, I'm not sure I've talked to somebody that was more excited to be a Buff than he was going to be. And he seems like that energy is still there.
Yeah, there was no question that Preston Ashley was going to be bought in from the second he got on campus. Now, the question was Boo Carter going to be bought into this program from day one? And you heard different things about what went down at Tennessee. It wasn't anything crazy egregious, but it just didn't sound like he was the greatest teammate out there. So there was a question of, is this going to work out? My take on that would be that this staff was clearly looking to improve its locker room this offseason. And if they didn't think that Boo Carter could fit in, I don't think they would have taken that chance. And Kevin Mathis talked a little bit about kind of that relationship and trying to be a mentor for him.
Yeah, you know, and I did a radio show in Tennessee a couple months ago, I think. They wanted to talk about there's a couple of Buffs that are down there now. And they were telling me about, you know, Boo Carter, and they basically said, yeah, good luck with that. Like, basically, he's your problem now. It wasn't a glowing endorsement, but I think that a lot of times people, especially young people, just need that change of scenery. And just because he had some issues at Tennessee doesn't mean he will here, you know. And Coach Mathis, I asked him about that, and he said, you know, that was the first thing I did with him. And I sat down and I said, what can I do to help you? You know, what can I do to help you be successful? And so I think if he's got that mentorship and coaching, that, you know, he'll be fine here. They clearly love his talent. I mean, Coach Mathis said next to Travis Hunter, you know, he's one of the most talented guys he's ever coached. So that's a pretty high endorsement when – not saying he's as good as Travis Hunter, but when Travis Hunter is in the same sentence as you in a good way, that's pretty impressive.
They might have gotten an elite punt returner as well, yeah, in Boo Carter. That was something that when he had got an opportunity to do that at Tennessee, he was pretty successful. It does not sound like on any level this is Cormani McClain part two. Yeah. And that was kind of in reverse. You know, Cormani needed maybe this wake-up call here when he got to Florida. So yeah. To your point, sometimes you just need to grow up a little bit. And it seems like Boo Carter is fitting in. And it's funny that he and Preston Ashley went against each other at a camp back in the day as, yeah, well. And Preston had to tell us that he won that rep.
Yeah. Wasn't shy about saying that. Preston, we talked about it, but, you know, great personality, extreme competitor. And that was sort of in that moment right there, like in a very nice and competitive way, he said, I won that rep.
Yeah. We keep hearing good things about Braylon Edwards, early enrolling in the program. Same with Maurice Williams at cornerback, who comes in from Edna Carr. So it sounds like they got a pretty good group of young cornerbacks in this past prep recruiting class.
Yeah, you know, and there was a well-off video early in camp where, you know, Maurice Williams made a play, and Coach Prime turns to the camera and said, in 2 years, that guy's going to be, you know, a real – you know, a key guy. And Coach Mathis told us today, because we know they've played freshmen over the years, right? But Coach Mathis told us today, this is going to be the first year since he's been here that they're actually going to kind of rely on those freshmen, you know, which is saying a lot that they think that group is good, but maybe it says a lot about that group, you know, overall, too, that, that maybe they have to rely on those freshmen more than in the past. But we could see those freshmen quite a bit. You know, we would see them a couple years ago. They were trying to work in Cormani, right? They'll work in a freshman here and there. It sounds like they'll actually might be leaning on some of those guys.
Yeah. And it was mentioned by Preston that Maurice Williams had an interception at today's practice. Sounded like a pretty intense practice that they had today. And Nate Mitchell gets mentioned again. I feel like that's another one of those guys, kind of like Danny Scudero and Cam Perry, where it's like, man, their name just keeps coming up this spring.
Yeah, well, and he was one. I did an interview with him as well before he got here. Very impressive young man. I feel like he's going to be one of the more underrated transfers. That I think he's going to be a real key guy on this defense. And he was one of my favorites during the process. And now that we're in spring ball and we keep hearing his name, okay, yeah, this kid might be a player. And I think I've said it before on one of our videos, but he almost strikes me, he's a little bit in that mold of a Cam Silman Craig and Taufik Byard. He's that smaller safety,
yeah. But
a bulldog.
Well, we've now talked to all three of the main coaches in the secondary. Next week, we'll be back with more spring ball coverage, and we'll dive into some other positions. Now you're going to hear some comments made by true freshman, early enrollee nickelback, Preston Ashley.
YCU, CU was just, for me and my family, it was the best fit for me. Right after I committed, I cried because I knew, like, CU was home. And, you know, I'm from the South, and, you know, moving far, far away from that is definitely different. But it just felt like when I stepped foot in Colorado for the first time, it felt like, dang, this is just like Mississippi. Like, it felt like it was so easy to mesh when I got up here. And my first spring's been great. You know, a lot of stuff like going fast with Coach Marvin and new defense and everything. But it's definitely been good. It's definitely been a learning experience for me. And it's been so great so far.
Hey, Preston, Leo Rivera, BuffsAndFeet.com. I just want to ask you, what's it been like, you know, playing under Coach Prime now and your relationship with him?
It's kind of crazy every day that I look up and be like, God, that's my coach. Like, I'm still starstruck every time I see him. But me and his relationship is very good. One day I had not so exponential practice, and he told me, like, hey, let's pick it up. You a dog. So he definitely gets on me when I'm not doing my best, and he makes sure I'm staying in the right lane, just like my parents did when I was growing up. So he's kind of like another – he's kind of my father figure that is far away that I don't have here already. So, yes, sir.
Adam. Preston, could you talk a little bit about how your skill set fits well into the nickelback role and kind of how that role – how you fit into that role here through nine spring practices?
Yes, sir, definitely. How I approach football, I approach it with – fast, physical, and violent. So just like our creed as a defense, that's how I live my whole life. So just being able to mesh very well with our defense or what Coach Prime wants, it was very easy for me to gel in and just be able to fit right in like a glove. So that's really what I bring, just fast, physical, and violence. And you're going to get that every play from me.
Curious what your impression has been playing with Boo Carter so far.
Yes, sir. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Me and Boo actually go way back. I guarded him at this camp in high school, got an opportunity to go against him. I won the rep, but yeah, sorry I had to throw that out there, but like, yeah, I won the rep. Just getting to be around a guy who's played a lot of football and, you know, such an amazing athlete. You know, so smart too. It's so much great things to say about Boo to I could be up here all day talking about him. So just being around him, being around such a good football player, it just makes me want to bust my tail even harder. And just kind of, he's kind of like, I'll say he's kind of like a role model for me in a certain way of how I want to go out there and attack the field just like he does. So, yes, sir.